You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another episode of Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Alicia Thomas. Y'all, I am so excited today. So my guest today, first of all, we are united because of the beautiful tour fam. I come from the school of thought, I was on the beautiful tour way back in the day. I helped launch the thing, for the tour. Anybody who comes to that tour, I feel like we are automatically family. We don't have to talk every day. We don't have to talk ever. But if I meet you in an audition or on the street, we are automatically family. I am assuming we are friends until you tell me I don't want to be your friend. So we've got beautiful tour fam on today. She was also in the off-Broadway production of Bat Outta Hell. And y'all, she was in rehearsals about Caroline or Change, the revival on Broadway. When this pandemic freaking gets out of our lives, God please, God willing, she will be starring in Caroline or Change. Y'all, help me welcome the very talented, the very beautiful Harper Miles.
Hello. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so excited. And yes, I know. Caroline Change. We're going to talk about another day, but I'm so excited to be here and I can't wait to get back and do my thing. For everybody to do their thing, you know what I'm saying? But I'm really excited. Yes.
I do know what you're saying, and I am so excited. And I'm so, first of all, congratulations, because how fierce is that?
I know.
Can we talk about that for a second? Like, that's going to be your Broadway debut, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so excited. I didn't know it was going to come so soon in my life, in my journey, but I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's go for it. So I was whole body in it. I was ready. Okay. But yeah, I think when we come back, it'll be stronger than ever, better than ever. And I'm just really excited for that. But it's an amazing experience.
I cannot.
Talented people, you know?
I had Nasia on here months ago. And she told me about it and I can't remember. Were you guys in previews? You had not opened officially yet.
We had our first audience that day.
Shoot.
We had our first audience that day. We were ready to. Yeah.
Shoot. I believe it. I believe y'all were ready. I know. I know that y'all. Oh my goodness. Guns a-blazing. I cannot wait till it comes back. I will be there supporting, screaming, and be like, one of y'all better bring me backstage so I can hug all y'all. If that's still a thing, I hope that is.
I know.
So a couple of things, Miss Harper. Your friends have been telling on you. You know that, right?
Now, when you said that, I was like, now who's been talking? Who has been talking? I know. The folks are talking. What they say? What they say, girl?
Okay, so first of all, Miss Deanne Stewart, she was like, she was trying so bad. She was trying so hard to not give you away, but she said one little thing, and I was like, I'm sorry, Harper does what? Okay. And then Leandra came on and she wasn't even trying to keep the secret. She was like, let me tell you about Harper. I'm like, okay. Okay. So I'm sorry. How long have you been braiding people's hair? What?
Okay. So here's the thing. So my mom she was doing hair when I was younger. So, you know, she had her own business and everything. So I just watched her do it. So I always knew how to braid. So I knew how to do my hair. My hair was always done, honey. So once, throughout my entire career and coming to New York and everything, like, I would braid my hair. But again, you know, when you're performing and when you have to do it, you're not really getting your hair box braided and stuff because you feel like it don't match the headshots. And if you got to do that, then you got to spend more money on it. It's a whole run around. So now in the pandemic, it was like, Everybody was struggling with their hair. Every girl that I saw in their circle was like, I don't know what to do with my hair. I don't know what to do. So I was like, you know what? I'm braiding my hair. Let me go ahead and help some folks out, you know, help the homegirls out, get their hair braided. And so I just started, you know, beginning of this year, you know, after everything went down, I mean, I posted a little video, you know, trying to teach folks how to do their hair because I just feel like, I mean, I don't like doing my hair. I really don't. I really do not like doing my hair.
Really?
But I that's why I have it in braids all the time. This is got only it. Because I had like self-tapes and stuff and it was already, the braids were already out because if they were in, they would have stayed in.
Got it. So for those of you who are listening, she's got a slick back bun, some little baby hairs on the, yes, baby hairs on fleek. It's a very like girlfriends-esque professional. Yes. Okay. Go on.
It's like a nice pullback. But yeah, I guess, you know, I just took this time to just like, you know, do my hair, have fun with different colors. I did a red color, you know, I put purple in it now, just for fun because we don't get to have that luxury to just like enjoy our own locks on a regular basis when we're performing, always under wigs. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And now I feel like my hair is able to like grow the way it's supposed to. I was able to get a little silk press not too long ago and get the little ends trimmed.
You know,
then they're going back to the braids. But yeah, I'm really happy that I'm able to, you know, help my girls out a little bit and help some folks out and just get their hair braided so they don't have to worry about nothing. We got way too much to worry about right now. That's the last thing.
Wait, but were you also in, I actually don't know the answer to this. Were you also braiding anybody's hair on tour?
Was I braiding? I feel like everybody knew like what their thing was, but I do like, sometimes my friends are like, okay, I'm about to have this wig on for a couple weeks. Can you braid my hair down? Things like that.
Got it.
But
got it.
Definitely because like Leandra, she had her hair short during that time. So like, I didn't have to worry about her. Cause trust me, if she had the hair, she would have asked me to do it. But no, a lot of, everybody really kind of for the most part knew their own way of doing things. But I know that a lot of the times, you know, folks go and they're like, I don't know what to do with my hair. And then the hair department's like, well, I don't know either. So you know what I'm saying? So yes. If I am there, I can help. And I can go, okay, girl, let's do a little two strand twist real quick, you know?
I wish you could give some people a tutorial, like if you're, you should not have to do that, but if you were like contracted or something, wouldn't that be so cool for people who are working with Black actors and actresses who have needs to have somebody contracted coming in being like, all right, this is a
coming in and just doing that. This is exactly. And I feel like it's not hard. But they definitely make it seem like it's so hard to find someone who can do that. And I'm like, well, I know myself. And I'm sure I know a couple more folks that know how to make a wig or do something. I know that they know how to, you know, find it and they can make it happen. But I agree. They should have someone backstage or something, you know, to get the girls hair together.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's like, because I'm trying to like, It's. I know it's not my issue to solve, but I'm like, can we figure something out?
I know, but also they need a little, you know, we got to spoon feed some folks and let them know this is what you got to do. And I definitely think that that's something that should be talked about right now so that way when we get back, we don't have to deal with this no more. We don't have to deal with this anymore. This should be literally something that can be easily solved. When we get back to the theater, and somebody goes, hey, this is my hair. I have locks in my hair. What do I do with it? The first thing you should tell me is, hey, this is how you do it. Not, well, let's just cut them off. Now, you know, that is not okay. Now, you know, that is not because you don't want to deal with it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Ooh, Harper.
I don't know. This is the thing. I don't view myself as a hairstylist. I just know how to do a couple things and I do them well. So like, by all means, like, you know, if somebody's like, can you just like twist my hair? I don't know what to do. And they're telling me that I need to do this to my hair. Of course I'm going to help, but I definitely think it's on, you know, the people in the back and on top and the side.
We're getting to pay for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you
Sing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. What do you do when you're like at in hair, hair and makeup, whether it's a gig, whether it's a show, and you, it's because you're coming from a place of authority, but you're like, as an actor, you're like supposed to sit in the chair. How do you feel, or what do you do about like knowing the answers and then somebody's working on you who doesn't know?
Well, it is tricky. It is definitely tricky to be like, you should know what you're doing. I will say that when they have, you know, when they, we have our first, like, come and meet the hair department, da 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 da, this is the thing and everything, I definitely always go with my hair already prepared in the straight backs. Because the one thing I don't want to do is hear anybody tell me about my hair, especially when they don't know. So for me personally, I always show up just knowing that it's the easiest if I just show, because if I show up with my hair in afro, they're going to automatically assume that I don't know what I'm doing and they don't know what they're doing. And then they're going to make, you know, comments that aren't probably the best comments to make.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I definitely just like make it easier for them. But it still hurts. The other fellow, you know, actresses, black actresses having to, you know, struggle and be like, I have too much hair. It's like, no, you don't. You don't have too much hair.
I wish there was a balance, because I agree with you, and I've done the same thing very many times, and I feel like it's the safest thing to do when I'm going somewhere where I know that there's going to be a hair and makeup department. Just go with it how I'm just going to do it myself before I get there. You know,
and you might sometimes in for the makeup might have to go ahead and show them the shade too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm wondering, like, where is the balance? Because even I've talked to so many people who do the same thing. It's the safest thing. If you know how to do your hair, just show up having even Miss USA. I'm like, I'm sure she got her. No, she was like, no, I got a lot of hair. Let me just do it myself.
Exactly. And right. Really sucks, because we should be able to go to work and trust everybody in their department to do the things that they're supposed to do, period. No matter the skin color, you should know everybody's hair type and what to do with it. If you can do Miss Sally and her pin curls, you can do me and put some cornrows in my head. What are you saying? That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying.
We'll be right back right after the break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.
Okay, so time out. I just experimented with cornrowing my own hair a few weeks ago. And okay, so Brittany Mack from Six the Musical was clowning me. She totally clowned me. She was like, girl, those were rough. Okay, so they were rough. Okay, they really were. But I got them to stick to my head, and I kind of was like, oh my goodness, I feel such like a badass. And I was able to like crochet some passion twists.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yes.
Yeah, that time I had my auntie cornrow my hair that time, but I did crochet it myself, and I was super excited about that. Now, Harper, I took them out last night, and it was fast. I felt really good about it, but then when I hopped in the shower to wash my hair, okay, so I used a new product, and I'm not sure if it's the product. I don't want to say the name just yet. I don't know if it was the product or if it was me. I wash my hair, and I just like, I don't know, do what the girls did in the commercials. And my hair locked up. Like, it was matted. And I was like, and I could feel a section of the front of my hair completely matted. And I don't remember it being like that before I got in the shower. And I'm like, did the product do that to me? Or did I do that while I was trying to get the cleanser in?
Okay, question. Once you took out the braids, did you comb your hair?
No.
Like, it's okay, I would suggest that after you do that, just comb through it really quickly. Just get any extra tank. Because when your hair is... So a little bad. But I sometimes get a little rough. And I don't always spray water on my hair. But my hair has been like so moisturized, like with the lock method that I do and everything. So I just kind of like go from the ends to the root. Just to get it like if it was in braids. Before getting in the shower. And I section it before I even hop in. So all I really have to do is comb it again when it's wet. Put your shampoo, do your conditioner and everything, comb it through again, section up, you know.
Okay. Before I even get in.
I have thick hair, but it's shorter, so I don't have to do so much to it. But like you have, your hair is big, it's full, it's luxurious, you know. So you just have to take more time with it. So I feel like after you took out your cornrows, definitely should have like combed out each section.
Instead of doing... just like
now you know that that's not the move. No, you know that's not the move.
No, it felt so good to scratch that scalp, girl. It now, felt so good.
Now I do want to know what did you use?
Okay. So now that you've told me that it was basically my fault, which is what I wanted to hear.
I'm hoping that it wasn't.
Oh, really? That will, like, do that?
I think, in my opinion, like, I don't like, for real, Shea Moisture.
Oh.
Not my favorite.
Really? That's one of my faves.
For me. You see what I'm saying? I think, and I also think that a lot of these products are for different folks, different hair textures and everything. So, like, but who did you use?
Okay, all right. Well, here's the whole story. So, I used... And I think here's the thing, because I think I like the product. You see right now, this is a wash and go. And it feels great and it feels soft and I really like it. And I use Zotos. It's called Zotos like Professional or something. It's black owned. There's no silicones, no parabens, no, what's the other one? Sulfates. So it's got great ingredients. I love that it's black owned and it smells fantastic. It's just my hair locked up right away when I was in the shower. But I think that was my error. I'm hoping it was my.
Do you section your hair though?
Usually I do. And last night was a free for all.
We're not going to blame it on a product this time, sis. You know you need to now you know that you need to be sectioning your hair. And I know that you know that.
Honey, I was feeling invincible. You're right. Wow. I think okay. All right, and I'm gonna use it again because I love these styling products and the moisturizer, the moisture cream for sure. But I'm gonna absolutely try the cleanser and the conditioner again when it's already in my wash and go state. Because sometimes we got to retrain our hair, you know, like.
Absolutely. Oh my God, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. If you can train it, you can train it back to curly, okay?
Yeah, that's a real thing. I'm like, if I do a wash and go 4 times in a row over the course of a month and a half or whatever, that wash and go is like, okay, here we are. And if I do that with my twist out knows what to do.
Let me tell you, oh my goodness, twist out. I feel like everybody who I've ever talked to when they're like, I want to do natural hairstyles. I just don't. I'm like, you guys, it's easy. Now, it might feel crazy because, you know, you got to sit there. You got to put the product and you got to do the thing. And it might look crazy the first time. Okay. You trial and error with twist outs and braid outs. But once you do it a couple of times, you find the products that are perfect for your hair, that work for your hair. It's really not. It's not terrible. Because trust me, I still have days where I'm like, that did not turn out good. And you know why it did turn out good? You know what I'm saying? Just the other day, I had to do a twist out for a self-tape. And let me tell you, moisturized, curly, on point. Everything was hitting. I was proud of myself.
Because I was trying to think, like, I feel like you would be nailing it every time because you know what to do.
Not every time, but sometimes I get lazy, you know? Just like you didn't want to part your hair. Yes. Sometimes you have to put out on dirty hair and it just does not work. Your hair cannot be dirty. It just will not work.
Wait, really? You can't do a twist out on dirty hair?
I just feel like my hair holds so much buildup. So like for instance, all of this is like gel down, honey, slick. So if I tried to do it on this, which I've tried before, you know, wet it real quick and just like do it, it just doesn't form because it's already filled with junk. So for me, I need my hair to be completely clean before I do anything. So that way all the extra products I put on, it's all doing this thing together. You know what I'm saying?
See, Harper, this is why you're on here, because I need to get all the goods. You're giving me gems, honey. You're giving me gems. I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. I am so stoked. Thank you for like laying down the law for me. I know now what to do next time. We're going to try this out. And I can't wait to try Zoda's again. Because it feels good. It doesn't feel good. Like, and this is day one, and I love a day three, so I'm going to see how it, like, you know? So, what about you? So, when you braid your hair, which is incredible that you braid your hair as well as others, and it looks so great, which, another sidebar, I'm going to need you to braid mine when I get back to New York.
All right, yeah, absolutely. We'll talk.
Thank you. I am so excited about this. Great, great, great. So sorry that I just zoomed that right in there.
I know.
Can we talk about your natural hair? Because it is gorge. It's beautiful. You're welcome. What do you do? What are you using? Do you also, you talked about a silk press that you got, so you're also straightening it.
Okay.
Tell me things.
My natural hair journey is extensive. Basically in middle school, eighth grade graduation. So my mom did hair. So she would give me the hot comb moment every time, but I had nothing else in my hair. My hair was completely natural. So of course my hair would swell up like huge. It would never stay straight. So eighth grade graduation, I begged my mother for a perm. I said, please, I do not want to go up there on my graduation day and my hair is like a big old puff, but I don't. So she was like, if I do that, you're going to have to take care of it. So I said, okay, I didn't take care of it. So it broke off. She put me back in braids for three years straight. By the time I got to sophomore year of high school, my hair was back down to the middle of my back. I was like, great. Then I went to college, saw all the girls wearing their hair straight. So I wore my hair straight. And I didn't know what taking care of your hair meant. I didn't know you needed the oils. I didn't know you needed the moisture. So then I was dyeing my hair to be cute and highlights and all that stuff. And so it was long, but it was damaged. So it really wasn't, it wasn't good. So I finally cut it all off and went through that experience. And then just kind of like trial and error with different products and just, finding products that finally fit for me. And after this last, maybe like 4 or 5 months ago, I discovered Alakay Naturals. Black owned. You can also get it at Target.
Shut up. Okay, wait.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. So is my issue. Alakay, Alikay Naturals. So my issue is moisture. My hair can be dry and stay dry. And I'm like, what is this moment? So they have this lock method like package where they give you an oil, they give you a serum, they give you a leave-in conditioner and like a little hair parfait. The hair parfait is my girl. That's my jam. And you do the lock method and your hair obviously gets trained to like, incorporate all the ingredients are natural, of course. And so that's a brand that really works for me. Learning, just how to just keep my hair trimmed. I like to just cut my hair on a whim. In the middle of pandemic, I was like, I'm going to cut my hair. So I cut it with like kitchen scissors, girl. I'm a mess.
Harper.
I'm a mess too. I ain't perfect.
Not kitchen scissors.
No, it was a mess. So I found this girl in Brooklyn and she flat ironed my hair. And one, it was so silky. Two, my hair has grown in just 1 month, And, it's very scary to get your hair pressed after you've gone through all the trauma that some folks go through with the perms and all that stuff. So I was scared that my curls weren't going to come back. And I was scared that, it was just going to be a mess after the first time I ever got my hair pressed again after a year, whatever. And I feel like it's needed to get your hair trimmed. You have to get your hair trimmed. I'm telling you, my hair feels so full, and it feels like the texture it was when I was back when I was younger, for sure. It definitely feels
nice.
Yeah, and that's the texture, girl. I'm like, ooh, this is too much hair. No, but you know, but I think at the end of the day, it's all about, because again, I'm not a professional, so I'm still going through the waves just like everybody else. But I do know keeping.
I feel like you kind of are, even though you're a professional actor. Like you are, you're on Broadway, but you also have this talent. Like you do know.
I hear you. No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, a little something, you know.
I mean, you know.
I mean, whenever I have, like, whenever I'm on Pinterest and I'm looking through like hairstyles, I'm like, I want to do that, and I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Wow. But I definitely feel like I have gone through a huge journey with my hair, and there was a point where I was like, I hate my hair. I hate the way it feels. I hate that it's always da 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 da. And I just don't think that I was, you know, again, putting it in braids all the time. That can also be a lot of stress for your hair. And that's what we were doing underneath the wig and stuff. And then I'm like, well, it's underneath the wig and I'm not touching it, but you still need to keep it moisturized. So just learning those things during this time and before, and just knowing what I'm going to do for when I come back, and just, I don't know. I really want to love my hair, and I love my hair right now. Everything about it right now makes me so happy. And I think I'm just finding the things that work for me.
And you love an allocate. Is that how you say it right?
Yep.
Do you like the whole line?
I do like the whole line. I haven't used any other like shampoos and conditioners. I've been using Cream of Nature's cleansing shampoo and conditioner. Oh, so good. So good. So good. So good. Because for me, I believe I have low porosity hair. So I need things that are going to like take away all, like my hair builds up more than people with high porosity, I believe.
Okay. So I need to pause for a second, because I have had some people who have like messaged me on Instagram and they're like, love, love, love. But also, can you break down what a wash and go is? Can you break down like things that we think are that are just part of our vocabulary? So first off, can you say, what is lock method?
Lock method is liquid, oil, cream. So you have your leave-in conditioner, which is like it comes in a spray bottle. So it's kind of like a liquid. And then you have your oil, which then holds all that moisture in from the leave-in. And then your cream, which you put right on top of it, and it just seals it, makes it shiny, makes it keeps it conditioned, and it locks everything in.
Got it. So it's liquid, oiled, and a cream.
Mm-hmm. 4 days.
Question, what if you're doing a gel for your curl to do the curl activator thing? Where does that go?
I think you would still do the lock method. Maybe I would probably take out the cream, do the oil, then leave the cream out, and then just do your gel.
So that's, you would do the gel last?
I would do the gel last.
Okay. I'm learning too, because I'm like,
you still want your oil, and you definitely still want your leave-in conditioner.
Got it. Okay. Yep. Okay. Oh, this is good. Liquid, oil, cream. Got it. All right.
And they're often expensive, and I feel like buying the package that they have called Lock Method is like the best. And you know, YouTube tutorials go a long way. YouTube Academy, okay? They will tell you exactly what you need to do.
YouTube Academy. I've been going to the University of YouTube. All yes. Okay, another question for those who are like, do I have low porosity? Do I have high porosity? What is that?
So basically you get like a cup of water and you put your hair, like a strand of your hair, in the water. If it goes down, then I believe it's high porosity. And if it goes up, then it's low porosity.
Got it. And if it's in the middle, it might be,
it's like,
is there a middle? If it sinks.
Oh, you're quizzing me. Oh,
I know. I'm so sorry, Harper. I know. I put you on the spot. And you know what?
I don't even know what the middle one would be, but yeah, right. I know that it's high, And it just depends on like how your hair retains water and all that stuff.
Basically. And proteins, and if you need more protein treatments, and if you don't. So if you're listening and you're like, do I have high porosity or low porosity? Get a hair that has already fallen out of your head, or you can pluck one somewhere from the back and drop it in the toilet or drop it in your morning water and see if it sinks or swims. And then you can double check and Google, if it sinks, it means this.
exactly. Please do. It's really important because then you can really delve into the products that are good for your hair. It's great. I can't do heavy products. That's just something my hair. So when I want to do a wash and go, or I want to just like do a quick leave in or something, I can't do those heavy products because it'll just build up. I need it to be lighter. I need them to be more oil, you know, things like that. So it definitely is good to know that little specific detail about your hair for sure.
That's so real, because in my world, I'm like, I need the heaviest products I could ever possibly get. And I bet you that that's not true. I bet you that I'm wrong. And I'm just in the phase in my natural hair journey where I'm like, lots of oil and
I know. You're like, I just got to build it all up in order to do that. And it's like, no, sometimes your hair is not it for that. It's just not built for that. Right. But yeah.
Like when I do it myself, I'm like, I need a lot of product. And then when I saw this guy, Gio Brian Hennings, who I'm in love with, he does a lot of people on Broadway. He's great. Okay. He's great, Harper. He's like, he did my hair. He did my cut and my color. And he's like, you really made a lot of products, Alicia. I'm like, I don't. And I walked out of there looking and feeling the bomb. I was like, okay, I'll believe you one day. Like, I'm gonna let you do it.
We'll be right back right after the break.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, another question for you. All right, so when you're in a show, my first question is, what's your wig prep?
5 cornrows straight on back.
Really?
And that's it. And then I just walk around with a scarf or I throw a wig on, you know, to be cute. But that's it. I don't do the most. There have been times where, you know, for different shows, like when I did Beautiful, they wanted, because you know that locomotion child, they'll throw any wig off. So I would have to braid 2 braids this way, so that way
front of your crown
can go right there, and then braid the rest back. So for them specifically, I had to do that little, because if not, the hair just wouldn't. Because my hair is like a little softer for sure in the front, so like
mine too.
It really wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't like hold it in.
With the mic pack, because you know our mic packs go in our head. Yep. Was that ever an issue putting it with if there's a corner right in the middle? It was fine.
Because it was always multiple cornrows for sure. So it was always like, even if it was 2 in the front, it would be like 4 or 5 going back the rest of the way. So it was never an issue. Everything was flat. There have been times though I've been lazy and I'm like, I'm just gonna do a twist out because I know that I'm gonna be doing something the next day and I want my hair to look good. And
that's a way that you can have a wig prep. That's the wig prep that I finally discovered.
But I think that it didn't work for me because one, my hair is super soft, and again, it was short. So I felt like it really, like I wasn't able to twist it and then pull it up or anything, and then like I wasn't able to do anything else but twist it. And I just felt like the pins were literally just sitting in the twist. It wasn't good. I had a very rough show and I was just like always thinking about my wig the whole time. I said, I will never do that again. So for me, 4 cornrows going straight back for sure.
Okay. All right. This is good. Have you ever had a wig prep with box braids in your hair?
Girl, no.
You would always take them out before a show?
Here's the thing. I have not, this is my first moment, time, experience of me wearing box braids in New York. Otherwise, oh. I don't really get to experience it because I've been working all the time. And I just feel like once you, and even if you're not working, you got some audition. And yeah. I just feel like, well, my headshot has an afro. So are they going to know it's me if I have box braids in my hair? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure the people behind the table aren't that silly, but they could be. So,
but
you know,
also, yeah.
But so you take them down and, you know, so no, I have never tried, but I have definitely had, you know, friends that are in shows and they'll have box braids or whatever, or locks that they know that they're going to keep in their hair for X amount of time, you know, like the extended locks mm-hmm. or whatever, added hair. And they go, and this is the hair that I'm coming to you with. And you're still telling me that I have to do something else with it or take it out or cut them down or whatever. And so I've never had to experience that, but I still feel that energy and I don't like it. I hate it. But again, I just go, you know what? I don't even want to hear it. I'll just, you know, just braid my hair back.
I wonder if it'll be like that, like when we come back, because so many of us, Harper, during this pandemic, we're like, these are the styles that I like. This is what
this
I want to do.
This is what I like to do. And if you can make first off, a lot of these shows, they make in our wigs. So make
to our head. Yeah.
Why are you putting the tape on there and the saran wrap if you're not doing it for the hairstyle that I got in my head?
Right.
That's
I'm like,
you know what I'm saying? If you're making the wig, work with us here.
Okay, wait. What do you think is going to happen? Because you know, like, Broadway will come back eventually and yeah. all of us kind of look a little different. Do you think that we as a community, we going to hit the gym and it's going to be Broadway boot camp all over New York City? Or are we going to have to get new fittings for our costumes? Because
can we talk about it?
Yes. Can we talk about it?
So let me tell you, this salty teardrop dress, right? So they made those dresses for our bodies. Beautiful, wonderful. We love it. Thank you so much. It's gorgeous. The way I've been snacking, the way COVID has been sitting on my body heavy. So this is what my plan is for next year, okay? My plan is before we get back, because, you know, they said that we're going to come back in September. So, you know, like 4 months before... You know, okay. I'm going to decide to just really work it on out. Okay. I don't know what size I'm going to be by September. I've been dieting, right now, just in December, girl, I'm doing a no dairy diet. I'm trying to figure out every way to not work out, because usually when we're performing, that's like our workout anyways.
Wait, so, like a workout? Don't forget the stairs backstage. We are running up and down stairs from the dressing room. We are running on stage. Broadway is a workout. Any workout in addition to doing an 8-show week is a bonus. So
absolutely.
Yes.
That's why I'm like, everything has completely stopped for my body's like, what are you doing?
Girl, you are not alone. Right?
That's the only reason why I'm like, whew. God, Jesus, I know I am not the only one.
Faces but you are rounding what? Out.
I think.
What?
I'm feeling like we're going to all want to do that
to
boot camp.
Step up. Yeah.
but also we're going to show up and be like, y'all going to take what you going to get.
Right. I mean, honestly.
We've been through too much 2020. Okay, give us something. Just redo the dress. That's okay.
Just redo the dress. I feel like we might get away with that for wardrobe, but if we've already had a wig fitting, they might be like, well, actually.
I don't know. Exactly. I know. But you know what they will need to do?
What?
Bring somebody in and tell us what to do. And preferably like, somebody that looks like us.
For our hair or our bodies?
Our hair.
Okay. Yes. Great. I'm here. I'm done with that.
I don't know. That's everybody right. on their own thing.
I mean, honestly, Harper, I think that every park in New York City, every gym, we are all going to be moving back into the city for those who have moved out. I still live there. I'm visiting family right now, but still mm-hmm. a lot of people have moved out. I think people are going to be flooding back into the city. I think the gyms and the parks are going to be flooded with people working their butts off. And the grass is going to be drenched in sweat and fat. That's what it's
going to be like. And honestly, you need to have just one good audition day where you got to go up to to Pearl Studio, to back down, and you have already lost 10, 15 pounds. You don't have to go to one dance call, ride the train one good time.
Honestly, like New York, living in New York, New York what's it called when it's an ingrained workout just living in the city. Right now, everyone's kind of like trying to stay home and not go anywhere. But when we are back into the swing of things,
it's going to drop easy.
Even a tourist, if you come to New York for a week, your body is like, what just happened?
You're going to be sore. Girl, let me tell you, I just did a Tabata workout. It was a whole thing. It's called Tabata, but basically, like, my friend has her own fitness workout business. It's called Battle Body, and basically, she has took a little break, and she usually does like Zoom workouts and stuff. But I went in, and she has like these Instagram live, videos already recorded from when the pandemic first started. So I went and did some. My butt's sore. My thighs are sore. So, in my mind, I'm like, well, if everything's sore, I don't have to work out for another 2 weeks, right? Oh. That's not how it works, but that's how I think in my mind. So, I won't be working out again for another week or so. Girl, I don't know. I don't know.
Harper, I love you. I'm so happy that we have gotten to do this. Thank you for showing up here. I'm like, you are so lovely. And there's just a couple more things. First of all, what for those who are listening and they might not know, I need to come up with some kind of chart so people can or be able to explain it. What kind mm-hmm. of curls do you have? What curl type do you have? Do you know?
I'm going to say.
You have 6 different types.
Okay, because that's a thing. I feel like the back of my hair definitely gives you a 3A. Okay, it gives you it's like a little S. It's like that. Yeah. But they're curly, very curly. And then this section here, which has been an issue for me for some years, a long time, it don't really do nothing but just sit like this.
And no.
So that's where I be getting the product, and I really ring that thing around like that. And then everywhere else is like a 4A. Okay. It's a very soft. It's like it's not tight. They're not tight curls. They're just very small and loose and like do 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 do. Yeah, I don't know what that meant, but you get it.
Yeah, I wish there was a way for me to be able to describe easily.
Yeah, I think you should hold a chart every time and just be like, point to the one.
Yes. Yeah. Because it can be a confusing thing, but it's nice to know, know your own curls and what it is. It's tricky.
Just like you said, you might have 6 patterns in your head right now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And
some sections of your hair just do things that are different. But yeah, I know that it's not like a 4B, 4C, which, gorgeous. But yeah, mine is very just like soft and curly, regular.
Okay. Regular. Yeah, because sometimes I think even just being aware of what kind of curls you have or having different curls, because mm-hmm. a lot of times I know, especially early on in my hair journey, I would be looking at girls on Instagram and YouTube mm-hmm. of curls of that I wish that I had and not curls that I actually had. And I didn't I wasn't aware of mm-hmm. the difference. I just knew I want my curls to look like that. But like my curls won't do that. Like
they're not
gonna do that. So yeah, okay. Another thing. Are you like 6 feet tall? How tall are you?
Oh my gosh. I'm 5'10" and a half.
Okay, because I've met you.
I'm a half. Because I'm not 5'11", but I'm not 5'10". Okay. I'm okay. Just 5'10" and a half.
I mean, a beautiful Amazon.
Thank you. I'm so tall. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Do you like being tall?
I do enjoy being tall. I feel like there was probably a small little moment when I was younger when I was like, ugh, I feel like I'm just so tall. But like, yeah, I just have come to the realization that everyone's going to be shorter than me.
Okay.
And that's okay. And that's literally okay.
It's such a beautiful thing. Of course, I'm not a tall person. I'm 5'4". I feel like that's very, very average.
I feel like 5'4 is like a cute, like little, I didn't know you were 5'4". Your energy gives me like 5'7".
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's how I feel about my tall friends. Like one of my best friends, she's so gorgeous and she's like literally 6'1" or something like that.
Oh,
and
love that.
She said like for years she was always trying to like be shorter, and then one day she was like, you know what? Why am I shrinking myself to make other people like to fit? And she, ever since I've known her, has stood up straight and she will stand above a crowd. And it is such a presence. It's something that I'm like, ugh, secretly like, dang.
It's crazy because the few times that I see women that are like 6 feet, I'm like, ugh, I want to be that tall. There are moments where I have seen women that are legitimately taller than me. And I'm like, I want to get there.
Right? It's something that you cannot teach. It's something that you have or you don't have. And the people who have it, it's like, if you stand in that truth, it is powerful. It is so powerful.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to point that out. I'm like, we've only been in the same room a few times, but I'm like, and your energy is very tall. I'm like, get it, mama. One last thing. Are you a doula? Is that
so? I have my provisional certification, and I trained to be a full spectrum. Like I got the full spectrum doula training, but I'm going to be specializing in postpartum.
I'm sorry. What?
Yes, girl. Yes. You know what? The thing is, I've always been so passionate about it. And, I've like had it on my wall, you know, of all the different goals that you want just in life. And, you know, it was up on my wall, like the beginning of 2020, just like, I still want to see that in my future. And so I was able to take this time, do an online course. And get my certification for that. And so I'm really excited to get that. I mean, the whole business, I will say having your own business, which, you know, as well, having this podcast, it's for me, it can be very overwhelming because we didn't learn that. You know, I didn't go to school for business, but so it's not just, you know, fighting the good fight and, you know, making sure that like women aren't dying during birth, Black women specifically, but it's also, creating a whole business for yourself, under yourself, with your name on it. And it's like, okay, I'm doing this. I need an LLC. You know what I'm saying?
Literally, you are amazing. I am so amazed. Like, Broadway actress, I feel like, is just a whole lot. But you also do hair. And you also deliver babies. Like, what? Like, I am truly in awe, and I am so happy to know you and so glad that we are beautiful fam, truly forever. Yes, no one can ever take that away from us. Thank you.
You laid out like that though. I'm like, oh, because you know, during this time you feel so like, I'm not doing anything. What am I doing? So you laying it out like that really makes me feel good. And it just kind of confirms me that I am doing things and I am, you know, doing what I need to do, you know? So I feel good about that. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You are so welcome. Thank you for spending some time with me this morning. And it's afternoon great. In New York.
So great.
All right. I love you, Harper. I'll talk to you.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Harper Miles, ladies and gentlemen, a queen, a literal queen, a doula, a badass. We love her. Please follow her on Instagram at Harper Miles. Y'all, when Broadway comes back, we got to see her in Carolina Change, the Broadway revival. Just be all over her because she's amazing and she's a total vibe. Let's give a shout out. I need to give a shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network for being a bomb network who's always had my back. And also to Colin Tabor for editing this episode. You know I love you, Colin. I can't wait for you to come to New York City. Also, shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. And shout out to you, my listeners, for listening. I'm so excited because I'm going to be launching a new show called The Salisha Show. And it'll be on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. And so more info on that coming soon. I'm so excited about my first couple guests. But Black Hair in the Big Leagues still has so many more episodes to share. And I cannot wait for you to hear them. If you haven't already, follow us on Patreon at Black Hair in the Big Leagues. And if you have any questions for me or requests, slip into those DMs at Salisha Thomas. So much love for you. Oh, thanks for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. See you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.